The Sasewu practice is said to have started in Liberia many generations back, and breaking this deep-rooted cultural belief remains a challenge. Mr. Joseph Janga is Liberia's assistant minister in charge of culture at the Ministry of Internal Affairs.
Sasewu have been practiced by the traditional people of the Republic of Liberia. They have loved Sasewu because they believe in it, and that whenever there's a problem in their very homes, they all would like to practice Sasewu to clear the doubt. Sasewu have been practiced long ago, before even I was born.
There are various kinds of Sasewu or trial by ordeal performed against people accused of committing crimes or are involved in witchcraft. In one Sasewu ritual, a machete is put into fire, and when it gets red hot, the machete is rubbed on the legs of several suspects, and the one who gets burned is declared guilty. While in another type, suspects are given a concoction to drink. It was the drinking of such a concoction by several suspected witches and wizards in southeastern Rivergi County that caused the deaths of at least two people in June this year directly from the substance. The butcher corpses of the others were later discovered and gruesome photos published in local newspapers, prompting a serious public outcry against the Sasewu practice. Assistant Internal Affairs Minister Janga says the Liberian government has now put a halt to trial by ordeal.
Nobody is above government, nobody above the law of Liberia. Just the ministry has advised that it been abolished.
Human rights groups such as FIND, the Foundation for International Dignity, says it is closely monitoring the government's ban. Roosevelt Woods is FIND's assistant program officer.
Yeah, obviously we have the capacity and we have been doing that. And in fact, this message has been sent across the entire country. We are monitoring. We are also involved in the radio campaign as well. We just produced about 25 jingles that is related to Sasewu practices and in illegality, and we are doing everything we can.
Enforcing the ban on Sasewu will be difficult given the way it's deeply rooted in Liberia's cultural practices. Just this week, a 71-year-old man being tried in Monrovia City Court for allegedly raping a 5-year-old girl requested authorities to use Sasewu so that he could be cleared of the statutory rape charges. Around 40% of Liberians are animists, with a similar proportion of Christians, many of whom also profess beliefs in ancestral spirits. In the land where the courts have been decimated by civil war and are also several days joining for many villages, Sasewu provides for many a quick solution to crime. Many say they do not realize that they do not have to take part. VOA Africa, I'm Frank Simula in Monrovia, Liberia.